Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. Now, you have tuned into a week worth of information in just one setting, so I want to welcome you onto the show. And if this is your first time here, you know we're here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, I had to stutter over that. 11 p.m. Eastern. And you can dial in live 909-265-9189 if you want to join into the show. But if you want to just listen, you can also dial 909-265-9189. Or you can check us out in the archives at espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com. Now, on this program, Prince, his former drummer, John Blackwell Jr., passed away this week. Jay-Z, the entrepreneur, businessman, all of those hip-hop artists, Jay-Z's 444 CD, new album that just came out, goes platinum in less than a week. And the U.S. government, their ethics chief, resigns with a parting shot for Trump. And Microsoft is laying off thousands of employees. And last week, you know, we did have a clip of Keith Olbermann talking about appeasing Trump. We may play that on this show. And we have that this week in court and much more. So I want to welcome you on to Esprit.net News. Now, one of Prince's drummers, 43-year-old John Blackwell Jr., died in Florida this week. The Tampa-based drummer was Prince's drummer for more than a decade, first appearing in the studio release of the 2001 Rainbow Children. If you don't remember that Rainbow Children album. He's also featured on the Hit and Run Phase 2. That's the last studio album Prince released before he passed of April of last year. Now, a GoFundMe page or account was set up by his wife, and it said that Blackwell was in the process of getting tested for what doctors think may be tumors in his brain. The fund was set up about 4 months ago, and it raised about $79,000. But, you know, he passed away. Just wanted to make sure that we paid homage. You know, we still have a lot of Prince friends out here. So, you know, John Blackwell Jr. passed away. And there is no official word of why he passed away. That GoFundMe was set up by his wife, but we don't know. No one released officially why or how he passed. But there was some statements on Twitter, one from Bootsy Collins, that said that we lost our friend and amazing drummer, Mr. John Blackwell, sending up your prayers and love vibes for his family. And also, Sheila E., the fabulous drummer who was with Prince also, and close Prince, I guess I can say friend and former fiance. She said, a beautiful friend, John Blackwell, passed away today. Please keep his family in prayers. He was an amazing man. Love you, my brother, from Sheila E. So we just want to start off the show with that. I started to put some music that he played, but he played on Diamonds and Pearls and a bunch of other Prince CDs that you're familiar with later on. But he's been the drummer for 10 years. So John Blackwell passed. Now, the U.S. employers added 158,000 jobs, according to payroll processor ADP. That's below the more than 180,000 that analysts had predicted. If you don't know, ADP, the National Employment Report, adds to the to the numbers that's going to come out tomorrow when the official numbers are released as far as the unemployment rate is concerned. So ADP is one of the employers, one of the payroll services that that enters data into there. And so they're just saying it's 158,000 jobs. Now, the number of Americans applying for unemployment, that rose slightly in June as the number of people seeking benefits remained near historic lows anyway at the point of a robust market. So they're saying that 248,000 people applied for unemployment benefits, although those numbers are higher than last time, they're still pretty low. So, again, we're still working off the President Obama's economy, the Obama administration economy, so things are still kind of coasting until, you know, I'm not looking forward to this, but until the next federal budget comes out, and we'll see how the markets react after October. That will be the new president's budget, and I'm hoping that it won't change too much. Now, forecasters say a heat wave will hit Southern California starting today, with temperatures expected to reach as high as 120 degrees Fahrenheit in places like Coachella Valley, you know, where they do the famous shows of Coachella, the outdoor festivals, but they're expecting a heat wave, 120, in various parts of Southern California. So, hey, stay indoors, put some long sleeves on, and be safe for the people in California. All right, now passengers on Qatar Airways will be allowed to take laptops, and they'll get laptops and other large electronic devices on cabins that are in flights going to the U.S. So the airline has just recently announced this. It becomes the fourth airline this week to announce that electronics ban has been lifted for U.S.-bound flights. So that's Qatar Airlines will allow laptops and other large electronic devices. Microsoft is laying off thousands, and I think they estimate around 3,000, but thousands of employees in a shakeup aimed at selling more subscriptions to software applications that can be used on the internet, internet-connected devices. So most of the people losing their jobs in sales are located outside the U.S. The Richmond, Washington company confirmed that it will begin sending layoff notices. It began sending them today, but declined to provide any further information or specifics to CBS News, but they are saying that thousands of sales jobs will be cut. Now, the job cuts are a part of Microsoft's shift away from traditional approach of licensing its Office software and other programs for a one-time fee that's tied to a single computer. The company is now concentrating on selling recurring subscriptions of software accessible on multiple devices and rapidly growing trend known as cloud computing, if you don't know. Microsoft's commercial cloud segment is they're on pace to generate $15 billion in the U.S. in annual revenue. And that's more than 26 million consumer subscribers of Microsoft Office 360 to their services, and includes Word and Excel, you know, Publisher and all of those popular programs. The number has been more, that has more than doubled in 2 years. Now, this is always really hard for me because I do, you know, own Microsoft products and Windows and all that. But that sucks that they're going into the subscription business. And also, you know, the operating system, actually, their subscribers have gone up 5% as well. But, you know, when times were so much simpler, you can buy a computer, own a software, and you're fine. Now they want to charge you yearly for the same, I don't know what this word is going to. Anyway, I just thought I don't know why it had this. This story bugs me with Microsoft. I just want to remind you to listen to Esprinet News on Esprit Radio and broadcast on Ask Kathleen Network. Hey, Kathleen, if you're out there, you can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. And we're just doing news, a weekly news summary wrap-up show. Now, the arts and craft chain Hobby Lobby says that it will pay $3 million to settle a federal case over smuggling Iraqi antiques that it bought to demonstrate their passion for the Bible, is what they're saying. Now, if you don't remember Hobby Lobby, they're the chain that sued so that their employers could not receive, again, could not receive contraception in their health care. So Hobby Lobby doesn't want you to have, you know, health care, contraception paid for in your health care. They didn't want to pay for it, but they want to steal something that pertains to the Bible. And they got caught. And they said, you know, the story does say that they cooperated, but what can you do after the labels, the shipping labels were, they had fake labels on the packages that they were shipping over here, and they found out that they were smuggling some stuff that they shouldn't have had. You know, artifacts and books and literature is what they had. That's Hobby Lobby for you. Arts and craft chain. All right, now there were more hospital admissions in Canada last year for hospital-related conditions, more than there were like for heart attacks. So alcohol poisoning, alcoholic withdrawal, liver disease, chronic alcohol abuse, and other conditions that were 100% caused by alcohol consumption. They accounted for about 77,000 admissions. That's according to a new report that was released today by the Canadian Institute for Health Information, the CIHI. Now, that's, just to put it in perspective, 212 each day on average, not including those who were treated in the emergency rooms and released. The people who were admitted into the hospital, alcohol, 112 a day. Now, we don't know what the U.S. numbers are, but, I mean, heroin epidemic is pretty much in this country, but who knows? Alcohol is bad in Canada. Now, the government's top ethics official, who they're saying, dogged Donald Trump with urgings to liquidate or separate himself from his financial endeavors, is leaving his post nearly 6 months early to join a watchdog organization. So Walter Schaub, the head of the Office of Government Ethics, resigned from his post. Now, his post is a 5-year term, so he had 6 months left before someone else can appoint, but he resigned early. He announced today that he was joining a campaign legal center. He said, "I can't know what their intentions is. I know that the effect is that there is an appearance that the businesses are profiting from his occupying the presidency," is what Schaub said to a news network. "And appearances matter as much as reality. So even aside from whether or not that actually happened, we need to send a message to the world that the United States is going to have the gold standard for ethics program in government, which is what we've always had." Now, Democrat Representative Elijah Cummings of the House Government Reform Committee used Schaub's comments to call for a hearing on ethics issues, but, of course, the Republican majority is under no obligation to follow his advice. So this guy has been complaining about the ethics, and he said he didn't have any enforcement teeth. He said there was, the laws weren't good enough to enforce the ethics problems that Donald Trump was having, so he resigned early. But he's joining the watchdog group that's going to, you know, try to force some changes in the ethics rules and laws. Man, I don't know if we can do that with the Republicans there. This is a, you know, big difference in the Democrats and Republicans. I think Democrats are overly sensitive to conflicts, and Republicans cross the line and don't care. They almost dare you to bring them up on charges. That is my opinion, but kind of how I see it. Now, the ethics group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, asked the Office of Government Ethics today to probe in whether Jared Kushner, their president's, or I'm sorry, Donald Trump's son-in-law, if he improperly failed to disclose his interest in the company, and whether he has adequately divested from it since he serves as one of the White House advisors. Now, Kushner failed to include his interest in Cadre, which is a real estate startup, you know, and he didn't put it on his financial disclosure forms. So the Wall Street Journal reported this in May, that this company is about worth about $300 million, and he left it off. Now, I'm not sure about everyone else. I know they have a lot of money, but I don't think you forget that you have interest in a $300 million company that you sit on the board on. He and his siblings. So, you know, now the head of the ethics department resigning, it is highly unlikely that Trump will appoint someone. He may let it sit vacant for a while, but there are people there. And we already know that there's an investigation going on. So hopefully that investigation picks this up as well. 44 states and the District of Columbia are not supporting the Trump Commission on voter fraud by either declining to release any requested data or only releasing partial data. So what they're doing is they're attempting to get all of the voter data in each state to determine if there is voter fraud. And today there's been a lot of reporting saying that the administration is planning on keeping that information in the vice president's office on a laptop where a staffer has it. Everybody in the country's voter information with Social Security and military service records and want to keep it on one laptop. Now, I don't mean to give you a lot of commentary, but here's the thing that makes the United States a little bit more secure. All of our data is not in one location, so you would have to hack every state to find out voter information. If all the states give it to this one guy on a laptop, he could just pretty much walk out and have everybody in the country's information. It seems kind of stupid to me, too. All right, now the Trump administration has had has 100 fewer employees than the Obama administration, but their payroll is about $16,000 more. 100 people less than Obama, but they pay $16,000 in total more than what he paid for an extra 100 people. Now, not only is that the problem, according to a new study that came out, or a report that just was released, is that the pay gap between men and women has increased threefold since Donald Trump has been in office. So they pay women less than men, obviously, but that pay gap has increased threefold since Donald Trump has been there. So, hey, for all the women who voted for Donald Trump, that is, hey, that's what you get. Now, Republican Congressman Clay Higgins said in a video inside the gas chamber in Auschwitz that the horrors of World War II death camps were the reason why the U.S. military should be invincible. Now, at one point, he went inside of a gas chamber and explained how victims were killed. Later in a statement, the Louisiana congressman said that he had no intent to cause pain because now he got caught and got called out. Now, he said in a statement, "My intent was to offer homage to those who were murdered in Auschwitz and to remind the world that evil exists, that free nations must remember to stand strong." And then he also went on to apologize and say how sorry he was to the people he may have hurt and the people who he know that has been hurt. So now he wants to apologize. But this is Republican Congressman Clay Higgins from the state of Louisiana, who kind of went to town on, you know, hey, here's what happened during the Holocaust. All right, now, the Cirque du Soleil, I never get that name right, is buying the Blue Man Productions, the New York entertainment company best known for the Blue Man Group. For that show, it's been in Vegas and all over the place, in a bid to expand its appeal globally. So the Montreal-based company, the Cirque du Soleil, their acquisition gives them a foothold in Europe with ongoing shows of the Blue Man Group in Berlin, said their Cirque's CEO. He added that the takeover will help Cirque move beyond circus acts by adding six productions of the masked musical troupe across the U.S. and Germany, as well as touring shows. Now, the deal is the first for the Cirque since it sold a majority stake 2 years ago to a group led by U.S. private investment firm TPG and China firm Fosun Capital Group. So the Toronto-based, the Montreal-based company is owned by two private equity firms. So, you know, that's globalism for you. And that's actually what they were fighting against, weren't they? All right, so hey, Blue Man Group is now owned by Cirque du Soleil. Entrepreneur, mogul, whatever you want to call him, Jay-Z, in less than 1 week, has reached a platinum level with his new album, 444. Now, if you don't know what that is, I know there's a lot of internet stories about it, but 444, which is the title track, was the time that he called the producers. He had some music, and he called them at 4:44 in the morning and said he wanted to go in and record, and they actually went in and recorded this track. So it became the theme for 4:44. Now, he was presented with a platinum certification for selling 1 million units by the Record Industry Association of America. And you know, he has a song on, you know, I should have put it on a board since we were doing a news story. I could have played some for news purposes, but I will, we'll talk about it and I'll play it next time. I'll play a couple of tracks. But there is this one track called Caught Their Eyes. And he says, "I sat down with Prince eye to eye. He told me his wishes before he died. Now, Lana McMillan, he must be colorblind. They only see green in his purple eyes. This guy has slave written on his face. You think he wanted the masters to, you think he want the masters to his masters, you greedy something. So tickets to walk through his house. I'm surprised you didn't auction off the casket." So he really talked about personal relationships, talked about Prince, talked about his wife Beyonce, talked about his children, talked about relationships with other people. I'm not going to name all of them, but, you know, the internet has been buzzing about this and talking about how Jay-Z didn't, it's not like everything else is out, and it's a very mature record. All of them are very mature and very insightful and in-depth, and that's what you're supposed to do when you're, you know, nearly 50, is not play kids' games and talk about selling drugs and all of the other stuff. He doesn't do that anymore. That guy's almost a billionaire. So there you have it. And if you, matter of fact, if you want me to review it, I can review that one. It is actually an A++ for anybody above the age of 30 or people who actually read, because it is very, the lyrical twist in it, it's a very smart and sharp record. So if you're going to go check it out, just remember you might have to play it back quite a few times, and it will grow on you. You know, I know some people who has listened to it and they said, I don't really know where he was going with this, or, you know, that kind of thing. It's going to grow on you. So there you have it. Jay-Z hit a platinum in less than a week. He's doing Eminem-type numbers. Just joking. That's a Dr. Dre song. All right, now, comedian Faison Love, well, comedian and actor, pled no contest to his misdemeanor assault charge that he got a suspended sentence for 180 days in county jail, meaning that 180 days suspended sentence will be his punishment unless he gets in trouble over the next 2 years. He was also fined $500, but this is for an airport incident where he says, and there's videotape of this, where he says that someone spat on him and he beat the guy down. So, you know what, I'm glad he's not going in for that, because I did see it. If you want to go check it out, it's on the internet, but go check out YouTube or something. All right, now, Daniel Day Kim has broken his silence after walking away from Hawaii Five-O over pay. Now, the 48-year-old quit the show along with his co-star Grace Park after wage negotiations with CBS broke down. So on Wednesday, the actor did confirm the news in a lengthy Facebook post addressed to fans, telling them of the sad and difficult decision. He thanked the crew and the writers of the show, and he finally, you know, if he felt any bitterness, he certainly didn't show it, is what I want to say. But he thanked producers. As an Asian-American actor, he said, I know firsthand how difficult it is to find opportunities at all, let alone play in a well-developed three-dimensional character. He said, I will miss him sincerely, meaning the character. What made him even more special is that he was a representative of a place my family and I dearly loved. Kim also concluded in the statement that the path to equality is rarely easy. Now, here's the problem. Both of the co-stars who quit were Asian. The network said that, or the production company, someone said that they did offer them an increase in pay, but they would not pay them what they were paying the white actors. So shout out to them is why I'm doing the story. You know, sometimes you have to take a stand. Things won't change if some people still are conforming. So, you know what? Take your stand, because I can't say whether something is worth it or not, but technically I would rather for you to take your stand. So shout out to both of those actors, Daniel Day Kim and Grace Park. I didn't find her statement. I know she did release one. So we'll get that out on the next show when I see that. Now, a German police have arrested a 39-year-old man. They're accused of running a child pornography forum called Elitium, which is used by 87,000 members to swap images and arrange sexual abuse. But they caught this website, or caught this forum, it's a website, and put it out of business in Germany today. Now, a Chinese team says that they have cloned a puppy from a genetically modified dog. Now, the technology is said to allow them to create stronger and faster dogs than make copies. I'm not liking this, but this is that happened in China. Here we go with the cloning. First it was cows, and then it was in goats and all of this. But, you know, they have a huge cloning factory in China. If you remember that story, go back and listen to our stories in the archives, obviously. We have a lot of news that you can use. And shout out to my girl, Lucy Sanchez Abreu. You know, always thinking about you when I say the news you can use. But, yeah, go check us out in the archives at EspreeRadio.SoulOfSyracuse.com. And I know we have those stories in there. Now, Manhattan real estate prices have soared to an all-time high as apartments now go for an average of $2.19 million. That's up 10% from last year. That's according to a report, you know, covering the second quarter of 2017, that prices are at all-time highs in Manhattan. I don't know what anybody does in the city if all of your houses are those apartments are going for that. Jeez, gentrification is on its way to every part of that city. Now, a New York City police officer, Delinda Gerardo, has been suspended without pay after video came to light showing her encouraging her 2-year-old niece to say the N-word. Now, she has also been ordered to take a drug test. That's according to the New York Daily News. In a second video, Gerardo, who was an Air Force veteran, claimed that it's okay to use the racial slur if you are from the hood. And she says, if somebody thinks or feels that I shouldn't be using the N-word, but for real, it is not that serious. She, Gerardo, who is Colombian, said that it's not derogatory. You should know that, you know, that is that this stuff is not derogatory. That's what she's claiming. And she was already on desk duty. And she kind of took that route. All right. Now, again, I want to let you know that you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call and join us at 909-265-9189. Now, I was checking out Keith Olbermann. Much respect to Keith Olbermann on his GQ network or network channel on YouTube. And Keith Olbermann talked about the appeasement of Trump. Now, while he's traveling, I think everybody in the media kind of gives him a pass on, you know, we need to be supportive and all of that good old nonsense about the stuff that he's done domestically and, you know, the investigations that's going on. And we know they're still going on. People are not reporting on them, which I kind of think is good to let them do their work without leaking a lot of that information. But they're still trying to quash it. But Keith Olbermann talked about the appeasing of Donald Trump, and I thought it was something that, you know, you need to hear. So no copyright infringement on Keith Olbermann. Please go to his GQ channel on YouTube, and hopefully after AT&T buys Time Warner and kick those fools out of CNN, they bring Keith Olbermann's show back to, you know, to cable at some place. But here's Keith Olbermann talking about appeasing Trump.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. The President of the United States has admitted that the Russians meddled in the election that put him in power, and he has blamed his predecessor, in essence, for not stopping him, and he has admitted to intimidating the FBI director who was investigating his treachery, and he has resumed his veiled threats of intimidation against the special counsel now investigating his treachery, and yet this, quote, president, unquote, has not yet been removed and arrested. We are appeasing Trump. The mind reels, and our democracy, if not dead, is in suspended animation because the Republican Party is now actively shielding this treasonous megalomaniac because he will sign whatever they put in front of him, and their actions should be identified for what they are, being accessories after the fact to the worst set of crimes in American history. We are appeasing Trump. The nation, which should be in the streets, holding a general strike, fighting to restore the rule of law that is dissolving in front of its eyes, is instead utterly divided or distracted or both. Republican legislators, wholly owned by corporations, are dismantling the already porous health care net in order to fund tax breaks for the wealthiest and greediest bastards among us, even though every group from their own constituents to every hospital and every insurance organization opposes the action. The president's sycophantic base is happy because while a few of them may have noticed, this society is still hitting them in the head. They look with perverse joy at the reality that this society is now hitting women and minorities harder. We are appeasing Trump. The elected Democrats, who should be the voice of resistance against every legislative dismemberment by Trump and his gang, as well as the base for all the defenses of the democracy, are instead jockeying for position and cynically calculating if keeping Trump in office to next year will give them a better chance of election, cynically calculating if it's better to let the country burn until autumn 2018 rather than putting out the fire now. These Democrats are offset by others who argue one vote in one special election means they need to ease up on the Russia thing and must stand for something as if the Russia thing did not threaten everything we hold dear and standing for a restoration of representative government was not something. We are appeasing Trump. And the media is obsessed. Not with the lies of a president who is gifted only at lying, and news conferences by his lying spokespeople that contain no news, no truth, no reality, no morality, which are spun by cretinous deceivers who make the farcical propaganda of the infamous Iraqi Baghdad Bob look like the revealed word. The media is obsessed not by recognizing war has been declared on it and Trump's goons are playing them like the proverbial $2 banjo. The media is obsessed that the White House won't let them record the press briefings that are nothing but lies. And instead of getting up and walking out, and no longer participating in this desecration of freedom of the press, they stay there and still report the lies and still put the White House liars on the Sunday shows and still pander to the Trump audience that we're not watching them, are not watching them, and will not be watching them, and calculating only how the lack of a live feed from the White House press room will impact their ratings instead of how the lack of truth from the White House press room will impact whether their children live in freedom or slavery. We are appeasing Trump. Resist, because these people are not going to do it for you. Peace.
All right, now that was Keith Olbermann with the resistance, you know, saying all the things that I think I would have said in the commentary, but he just kind of catalyzed, you know, just put it together so well that I thought you might as well hear it directly from him, because technically, I think we have the same thing going on where we can all see what's going on. The Democrats are a mess. And you know what I have not figured out as far as Democrats are concerned, and I'm not going to do any commentating today, but what I haven't figured out is, you know, President Obama won twice in pretty much landslide fashion, but the Democrats want to figure out a new way to win. Why don't they just call President Obama? Because I think the numbers go something like 600,000, maybe, people who voted for Obama voted for Trump in those states that actually Trump won. So why don't you just get the Obama people back? That's just my thought. All right. No, and, you know, I shouldn't act like I don't know any difference in this. I actually know this that world pretty well, but they need to get smarter. So I just want to remind you, listen to Esprinet News. Just wanted to put that out there because we're not really talking about that too much, and I don't usually talk about it on a show, but I wanted you to get some sense of, you know, what's going on in the world, and you need to resist. So shout out to Keith Olbermann. Check him out on his GQ channel on YouTube. Actually, he put something out there, you know, I guess, I don't know if it's weekly, a couple times a week, but just go check him out. I miss Keith on TV, so shout out to the Oakman. Now, this week in court, a Wisconsin appeals court ruled on Wednesday that the state's $750,000 cap on medical malpractice damages is unconstitutional because it imposes an unequal disadvantage for a catastrophically injured patient. So nice try, Wisconsin. Stop trying to cap medical malpractice. If you make a mistake, you need to pay for it. Now, after decades of debate, Denmark, their parliament has at last decriminalized blasphemy. I didn't know this because I've never been to Denmark, but I just don't know this, that the act of publicly insulting or ridiculing the doctrines or worship of any of the Nordic nations' legally recognized religions was you could get charged for it. So they just decriminalized it this week. All right. Now, a sheriff in Orange County, California, took to the stand before a skeptical judge on Wednesday to insist that her department has no practice of cultivating jailhouse informants to question criminal suspects in custody. So, you know, there has been allegations that they keep people in jail to get information from other people who were just put in jail. And you're not supposed to be doing that. While that's, again, against the rules. But they're in court, the Orange County sheriff. But the judge was like, I don't believe you. That's pretty much how that goes. Now, a crackdown on the airline's flight cancellation fees in the European Court of Justice, they ruled today that the pricing freedom does not preclude Germany from enforcing its consumer protection law. So the Federal Consumer Protection Agency in Germany brought an underlying challenge to they brought this in 2010, but it was against Air Berlin, and they were taking issue with the airline general terms and conditions that makes passengers responsible for handling fees if they want to be reimbursed for a canceled flight or for them canceling their flights otherwise or missing a flight that was booked at the economy rate. So they now are saying they're suing them so that you don't get any cancellation fees. I think, and the reason I really thought this story was important is because someone needs to bring that up in this country. It's not costing them anyway. Anyway, that's why they overbook flights. So charging you a cancellation fee while they are actually using your seat should not be an option. But in Germany, they just they're in court. They're in court right now about that. Now, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach suffered another setback in the ongoing voter ID case with the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday after a federal judge refused to reconsider an order requiring Kobach to sit for a deposition and pay a $1,000 fine for misleading the court. Now, he is in charge of the federal commission trying to get everyone's voter information, and he's in court for doing something illegal with ongoing voter ID cases. So here we go. The person who was supposed to be investigating corruption is corrupt, but he does have to go to court, and he needs to pay his $1,000 fine as well. Okay, now I just want to remind you, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. I want to say hey to everyone that's on the line, everybody in the chat room. I want to say what's up. If you want to come on, just hit one on your line. I will bring you on, maybe. And if you have any questions or comments, please add them to the chat. And if you have any questions that we didn't cover, you know, stories that's in the news, I'll gladly comment on them or, you know, I'll add them to the next show. And, again, you can always check us out in the archives at espyradio.soulofsyracuse.com. All right. Now, Raina Culver, who is 43, She's married. She's a married middle school teacher from New Jersey. She was arrested in May on charges of second-degree sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. Now, Culver is accused of taking a 15-year-old student after he was kicked out of a relative's house, and she didn't adopt him, but she took custody of him, and she had a sexual relationship with him. She, quote, made him her lover, but she had custody of him. And never mind, here we go. But she has been arrested for that. Now, as Summer Adamson was being booked into jail in Naples, Florida, on June 29th, deputies say she grabbed a bag of methamphetamines that she hid in her butt, put it in her mouth while she was being strip searched. I don't know what that was supposed to do, but they've already had it, and it's going to show, you know, once you swallow it. But she took it out of her butt and swallowed it. All right, now, a woman who shared a video of herself urinating on an American flag has asked that the people stop targeting her family, saying that they do not support her actions. So Emily Lance received online threats of murder and rape after posting a video doing an Independence Day celebration and desecrating a U.S. flag, by the way, is not illegal. It's due to strong freedom of speech laws. It is not illegal, people. But later, she made a plea for her opponents not to take their anger out on the wrong people. She said that no one in her family agrees with her shenanigans. And she said, "What don't you people understand? You're celebrating freedom while damning me for doing the same. You can't have it both ways." So I'm going to have to agree with her, regardless on, you know, again, whether she should or should not have done it. But, you know, threatening that child for that just seems kind of, it seems like a bit much. But there you have it. That's what's going on in the world. Now, Hollywood City, Florida, they have a commission. They voted to remove, they're moving forward with plans to change the street names of all of the streets in Hollywood City that have Confederate generals on them. You know, coincidentally or not, you know, that lie in the heart of the African-American neighborhood. So they're going to go back and they're going to change the name of some of those streets. So shout out to those guys for wanting to finally change something and not being afraid to do it. But these, I guess it's only streets that are in, you know, the African-American neighborhoods, I guess is how they're putting that. Now, you know, there's a story that said that having sex can make people even healthier, is what several studies are claiming. Now, a recent study found that sexual activity in older adults can boost brain power and people scoring high on tests. So researchers found that people who engaged in more regular sexual activity scored higher on the tests that measured their verbal fluency and their ability to visually perceive objects and spaces in between them, better mood, heart health, increased immunity, longer life, and fertility. So that is not a story that I made up. It is a story in the news that, you know, hey, that was out there. All right, so again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Esri That News. You know, I just had to put something in at the end that was going to lighten up the mood a little bit, you know, because sometimes the news can get a little tough on you. So wanted to make sure you get that. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. You can check us out next week, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the same channel, on the same network. Just remember our dial-in number is 909-269-9189. And, you know, you can call in and join us. And if you want to email us, by the way, you can email us at news@soulofsyracuse.com if there's send in their information that you would like to send and like us to cover during the show. So I want to say thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Esprit Net News. See you next week.